You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I'm going to be doing a two-for-one article with this particular topic. Now, the first article, I'm going to equate this to a phrase from the first Men in Black. A person is smart, however, people are dumb. Now, this first article was published on the 13th of June. Saudi Arabia ends petrodollar agreement. What it means for the US dollar, Bitcoin, and gold. Now, of course, a lot of people are not talking about this, which is going to lead into the second article. But let's read a little bit from the first article. The established financial world order of the past 50 years is now transitioning to a new and unknown paradigm as the petrodollar agreement between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia was allowed to expire this past Sunday. The term petrodollar described the U.S. dollar's role as the currency used for crude oil transactions on the world market. It traces back to the early 1970s when the United States and Saudi Arabia struck a deal shortly after the U.S. went off of the gold standard. And the agreement has had far-reaching consequences for the global economy. Well, what would one of those far-reaching consequences be? Well, the ability to economically sanction any country that does not go along with America's ideas. Case in point, believe it or not, Japan. Let's look at Japan. After, you know, the surrender after World War II, what is one thing that Japan had to write into its own set of rules? Women's empowerment. A lot of people don't know that, but that was one of the terms of the surrender of Japan. And now, look at Japan dying because of it. But that's another story for another time. The petrodollar agreement came about following the 1973 oil crisis. It stipulated that Saudi Arabia would price its oil exports exclusively in U.S. dollars and invest its surplus oil revenues in U.S. Treasury bonds. In exchange, the U.S. provided military support and protection to the kingdom. This helped the U.S. dollar cement its position as the world's reserve currency and ushered in an era of prosperity for Americans as they enjoyed the benefits of being the preferred market for global corporations to sell their wares. Additionally, the inflow of foreign capital into U.S. Treasury bonds has supported low interest rates and a robust bond market. All that is set to change now as Saudi Arabia is looking to move beyond an exclusive relationship with the U.S., as evidenced by the kingdom becoming one of the newest members of the BRICS bloc. Yeah, people kept saying that, oh, Brexit's not going to happen, this, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Very interesting times, gentlemen. Very interesting times are incoming indeed. While many point to escalating global tensions and shifting geopolitical allegiances as the impetus for allowing the agreement to expire, changes in the power dynamics of the global oil market have also played a crucial role in this development as the world moves toward alternative energy sources. The rise of renewable and natural gas has been steadily reducing the world's reliance on oil for the past decade, and even oil-rich countries like Saudi Arabia have evolved. Now, that's all I'm going to read for this article. Interesting, isn't it, gentlemen? Not a lot of people are talking about this. Why? Well, this is going to lead into the second article that I'm going to talk about briefly. Now, this also equates to another part of the first Men in Black. When they actually go after the bug, and they're actually, well, should I say, Jay, Will Smith, is shooting the noisy cricket in public, and K, Tommy Lee Jones, tells him we never discharge our weapons in public. And Will Smith goes off talking about, you know, the Arkellian battle cruiser. And Will Smith is like, hey, you forgot. There's that Arkellian battle cruiser. And, you know, Kay tells him there's always an alien battle cruiser, some sort of death ray or an intergalactic plague ready to wipe out life on this tiny little planet. But it's best that the people can go about their merry little lives because they don't know about it. Now, the second article was published on the 15th of June. Reports of the petrodollar system's demise are quote unquote fake news. Here's why. It seems like big news, and many wondered why the mainstream media has seemingly ignored it. Well, we know why. Turns out there was a very good reason. Earlier this week, reports circulated widely on social media platforms like X offered up a shocking proclamation. A 50-year-old agreement between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia requiring that the latter price its crude oil exports in U.S. dollars had expired on Sunday. The collapse of the accord would inevitably deal a fatal blow to the U.S. dollar's status as the de facto global reserve currency. Various commentators on X opined, surely financial upheaval lay ahead. Almost immediately, Google searches for the term petrodollar spiked to the highest levels on record, dating back to 2004, according to Google Trends data. Now, that's all I'm going to read for that article. Now, here's the question. Why so quickly did they decide to run damage control? Oh, this is fake news, blah, 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 blah. Gentlemen, as we all know, where there's smoke, there's definitely fire. Now, could this possibly be part of the reason why, as of late, they're passing the law that automatically inducts young men into selective service? Now, of course, when we talk about that, notice not one feminist group came forward and said, hey, we should be allowed to be, you know, put on the draft also. Because remember, we're just as good as men. We're equal to men. Oh, no, 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 no. See, once again, gentlemen, this is that cherry-picked feminism that allows them not equal treatment, but special treatment. Of course, I wanted to talk about that today. However, the petrodollar, definitely a higher priority. Now, why would they run this article saying it is fake news? Well, like I said, with the men in black quote, people don't need to know about it. Why? Because, of course, if a lot of people knew the truth, yeah, it would be widespread panic and chaos. So, of course, the normies have to be lulled back to sleep. They don't need to know about the world's reserve currency being actually no longer the world's reserve currency. They don't need to know that. Why? Because, hey, like I said, mass hysteria, mass chaos. But I find it very interesting. Now, this is something that a lot of people should be talking about. But of course, if there's ever a time for people to use the word distraction, this is that time. People are extremely distracted by everything under the sun that doesn't mean a damn thing. However, something like this, the petrodollar, which has extremely far-reaching consequences, people are going to just brush this off. Oh, that's fake news. And if anything, they'll say it's connected to Trump. That way a lot of people will really not look into it. Oh, how people are easily fooled. But you know what? Not everybody is ready to be unplugged. They're not. Not everybody is ready to take that damn red pill. And guess what? You know what? Ultimately, it is what it is. The normies are going to normie regardless. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read both articles. Let me know what you guys think. And America itself, with this pact ending, with the U.S. dollar absolutely no longer going to be in the position as the world's reserve currency, looks like the economic power for the U.S. is getting ready to go out. Feminism, every other ist or ism that was connected to it, that's going to go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, things are about to get very, very interesting. And it's not going to be spontaneous. No. This is definitely going to be a slow burn. However, things are about to get extremely interesting as it goes down. Gentlemen, I'm just going to come up with one word to describe this. Prepare. If you haven't, do so. And you know what that means? OPSEC, operational security. Quietly prepare. Well, that's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.